Feels like we haven't done this in a while.
Well, we haven't.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Somebody had to go and take a few days off.
Welcome to our podcast. It's the Sarah Butler at Home podcast. It is episode 41, delayed.
Yes.
Delayed by a week.
We'll make it worth the wait.
We will make it worth the wait. It's delayed because we had, like everybody else has had, we had an unwelcome visitor to our house.
There you go.
Yeah.
Finally caught up with you, didn't
Finally
it?
Finally caught up, yeah, with one member of the household. So we had to do what everybody's been doing and sit and look at each other for a week.
Yeah, no crack. At least you didn't have to do it for 3.5 weeks. Because one got it after the other got it after the other got it. 4 days later, got the next one got it.
Yeah, in fairness, the teenager took it on her own decision to just go to the room, give me my technology.
Yeah.
Leave this food at the door.
Look it, you could pretend. I wonder, could you buy? What do they say? You can spray on the things and it'll make it a positive. There's something you can put on it.
Oh, you're joking.
Yeah. Crap, what is it? Something. If you put on it, and that's what people are doing to go to work.
You know what? I was thinking during the week, if you told me 3 years ago, or 2 years ago, you said, you know what you're going to be doing in 2 years' time? Every day, you're going to be shoving something up your nose and it's not drugs.
Yeah, there you go.
And you're going to get quite good at it. Go, okay, yeah, just give it to me.
Yeah.
Right up there and try not to sneeze.
Yeah.
Do you know?
It's hard not to sneeze.
It is hard not to sneeze. There's a couple of sneezers in our house. It goes on for a while afterwards. But, and then you get used to waiting the 15 minutes and some, you know, you get professional at it. You go, you don't need to wait the 15 minutes. We can see clearly from this.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's the delay there. So it was the unwelcome guest in our house that delayed our podcast by a week, which means there's a lot of stuff I've written down here and I really don't know what we were talking about.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. We were talking about stuff. I have got some listeners' questions.
Okay.
Which we will go through a little bit later on.
Right.
A couple of them, believe it or not, are food related.
I mean,
really? Yeah.
Wow. I mean, everybody says, God, I thought you'd be talking about food on the podcast.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually quite funny. You don't talk about a whole lot of food.
A little bit of food.
A little bit of food.
So a couple of quick questions on that. And then we've got other bits and pieces. But will we start as we always start?
Let's
get underway and we talk about food. So this week, and I love this, saucy sausages.
Saucy sausages.
Tell me more.
So I'm always trying to come up with a way of jazzing up the humble sausage because...
There's a sentence I didn't think I'd ever hear. How to jazz up your sausage.
Do you want to jazz up your sausage? Shit, I actually put that as a post today on Instagram. Does that sound really bad?
No.
I didn't think about it until now. Jazz up your sausage.
Depends on what photograph you put with the jazzy sausage.
Your dickies. I nearly said dickies when I said I better not.
Oh, Jesus. Jazzing up your dickie would be a totally different website. Don't Google it.
Yeah, don't Google it. So what I do is, now firstly, always buy high pork content sausages.
You're always saying this.
Always, like, don't buy the, like, the 60% pork ones that are pink.
Lips and arseholes.
God knows what's in them. So I always get the Jack and Eddie's.
Yeah.
They're 80%. They're gorgeous. So what I did this morning was I put in some tomato puree.
Okay.
Tomato puree, a little bit of butter, obviously, some fresh thyme, Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire sauce.
I actually did a reel on that. What else did I put in?
Salt. Is it not just Worcester sauce?
Worcestershire.
Is it not just Worcester?
Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire.
What else did I put in? Salt and pepper, and I chopped an onion, a quarter of an onion, threw that in, mixed it all together and threw it into the oven until they were cooked. So then what I did was I took the sausages out and I made a gravy with what was left in the pan. So I added a little bit of, another little small bit of butter, and then add a tablespoon of flour. And mix it all up and then pour in a little bit of water and you got this gorgeous gravy with the onions and the kick from the Worcestershire sauce. And then you put your sausages back in and you can have that with mash. What I did was I had it in a baguette. So it's kind of like the sweet and sticky sausages, but it's more savoury. It's not sweet.
It's more Sarah-y.
Savoury. Sarah-y.
Here's a good one.
Sarah-y saucy sausages.
When did you have this?
This morning.
Oh my God. Because you're just after coming in here and we're like lunchtime and you said, I'm just after inhaling a pizza.
I know. I had a pizza and...
So saucy sausages for breakfast.
Saucy sausages for breakfast. Goodfellas pizza for lunch. Half one. And I have a... shepherd's pie in the oven, slow cooking, because we're out tonight. So
she's
we need
got a
to
giddy
line.
Look in her eye.
Yeah,
out.
We need to line the stomach.
You'll be home by 9:30 crying in your pajamas.
And look at the crap day.
I know.
So that's the saucy sausages. It's on my page with all the ingredients. So do definitely try it if you want to try something different. Like sausages are a great way, a cheap, you know, meat to
stretch.
Yeah, what we do is put them into a, if you make up a kind of a pasta dish, we put in some bacon and some sausages and then put in loads of other stuff in and you can just do it as a, and it's you can serve it the next day cold as well. It's lovely, really nice.
Great.
Puff pastry slices I made with the lovely cheese jams this week.
No, she didn't bring any in, though.
I didn't. I must bring some in to you. I have loads of it at home. So yeah, you get puff pastry rolls.
Okay.
And you cut them into little...
Would you ever make puff
pastry? No, very difficult because it's layers, apparently.
I think every chef says, why would you? Well, you can just buy it and it's perfectly good.
So you cut a little triangle and you egg wash it and you put like nuts and brown sugar on top and you bake that. So that puffs up and you've got the lovely sugar burnt.
Yeah.
Well, not burnt, but...
Caramelised.
Caramelised. And the lovely nuts. And you slice it in half, let it cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pipe on some fresh whipped cream and some jam. So it's very, very tasty. Very Moorish.
You didn't do that one on Operation Transformation?
No, I did not. I actually, do you know what? I ended up putting them in the bin because I was like, I will eat them all. So I ate one and I went, oh God, like that's a serious treat.
Did it himself
dessert.
Have it? They were fairly rich, you mean fairly...
He'd have eaten them all and then I'd have to listen to him saying, he's been stomach. So yeah, that's going to be up on my page in the next day or two. They're really nice. And you can like make them with Nutella as well for kids. They love them. And another thing that was very interesting today on my, or this week on my Instagram, I had popped up a picture of my morning drink. It aids digestion, which is some warm water with fresh lemon squeezed in.
Right, okay.
I know, I'm after eating a good fella's
pizza.
It's all about balance.
It's just hilarious because anybody who's a regular listener to this podcast knows about the phases you go through. So go on, what's this phase?
Shut up, you. I actually do have this every morning.
Do you?
Before I put anything else into
my body.
Is this
before or after you juice everything?
The juice, okay, I know the juice. That was a phase. It's like, it's gone back out to the garage now. But I was sitting in the utility for like 6 weeks before that. Yeah. I was like, Dermot, will you just take it out of here?
Sorry, so, I interrupted you. So first thing when you wake up in the morning, you say, good morning, world. Good morning, Dermot. Good morning, children.
But it should be a law that people are not allowed to talk before 9:30 in the morning.
Okay.
I am a wagon. He said to me this morning, he said, you're like a pig in the morning. I am like a pig. And do you know what it is? It's his alarm.
Oh, it's his alarm.
It's annoying. I said, will you please change the sound of your alarm clock? Because it's a really annoying one. Like to wake up to that, you're instant bad form.
I changed my alarm clock again.
Did you?
You know the way, last time we talked about I got the new alarm clock?
Yeah.
That got the red card and the P45
really?
This week. Oh, yeah. It's just, it was the buzzer on it was really annoying.
Annoying buzzer.
So I went back to a cheap one and it appears to be working fine at the moment. Sorry.
They really need to like give better sounds to an alarm.
Yeah.
So I asked them to change the alarm in bed this morning. As I said, I'm up, I'm awake. You don't have to let that go off again now in 3 more minutes. I'm awake, you can turn it off.
And would you set an alarm for a Saturday?
That's what he does. He sets the alarm and like, you're awake.
Yeah.
And he doesn't stop it. He hits snooze.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm like a pig. A pig. So I asked him to change it, which he did in the bed beside me. So I had to listen to every sound alarm, which are, there's no good ones.
Oh, no.
I had to just got up and get out.
Jane has this. She's after getting one on her, which does the gentle wake up.
Yeah.
So then it starts lighting up gradually and the music becomes on very soothing.
It's on her phone.
No, it's a yolk.
Oh, a yolk.
It's the side of the bed.
They're like an egg thing.
Yeah, but it's big, like, it's big.
You can get them to kind of, also that they bring light into the room.
That's what she has, that's the one.
Oh, cool, it's good.
Sure, how would I know? I'm gone.
Sure
2 hours before.
Like a pig.
Yeah.
2 pigs. But anyways, yeah, so I get up like a pig and hope nobody's going to talk to me. And I boil the kettle and have some honey. I always boil like the local honey.
Yes.
If you can at all. I know it's dear, but it's just so yummy. And it's really good for you as well. And a little wedge of lemon. And I also get the ginger and lemon tea bags, the Twinings brand.
Okay.
Pop that in and it clears all your digestion. It just kind of...
When you say you're doing an action at the same time for podcast listeners, it means like, would you shit within a minute? Or
No, it doesn't do that. Clearance.
Okay.
It just kind of wakes up
your system.
It wakes it up and like, you can imagine that should be nice and clean. It should be like cleaning your insides before you go. But it does aid digestion.
I've gone through, in all the years, I've gone through different breakfasts. One's, you know, at that hour of the morning when I have my breakfast, you don't really want to eat anything.
Oh,
so
I bet.
Yeah, but you know you have to eat something.
Yeah.
So I've gone through them all and some of them don't sit right and you're trying to do a radio show and you're sluggish. So I found in the end of the day, sometimes something like a small bowl of cornflakes for me can hold me until I can finish my show, and then I can have a breakfast.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know it's probably not the healthiest thing people want to hear, but it's probably what works for me.
Cornflakes are okay, aren't they?
Yeah, there's a bit of sugar in them, but I think they're all right.
I'm actually quite surprised to see that the amount of sugar. Now, I might be wrong, but it was from one of these books that I came across, and the same calories and sugar content are in a bowl of Cocoa Pops as Rice Krispies.
Yeah, that's probably right.
You'd imagine that they'd be higher in sugar. But anyways.
So that detox. Now, how long after you have that little bit of a detox would you have your breakfast?
I have my porridge straight away. I've actually started buying, I'm turning into one of my pet peeves. I bought soy milk.
Ooh, you are turning into...
Because I do find dairy kind of would in the morning. If I have a cup of tea with milk, kind of kickstarts, so I've started using the soya and it doesn't
right.
I have coconut one, so I make my porridge with the coconut soya Alpro stuff, and
is
it tastes
tasty?
Like holidays.
Is okay,
tastes like sun cream,
tastes like gin and tonic.
I wonder if they do a gin and tonic flavoured soya.
Good morning, world. So soya coconut, do you put that in the fridge or is that in the cupboard?
It can be in the cupboard. I think you have to put it in the fridge once you open it.
Okay.
So that's, I have my porridge. And if I do that, if I have my lemon and honey and I have my porridge, I'm very good for the day. And then if I don't, like I drank all the white cooking wine on Wednesday.
The what?
At 6 o'clock.
I thought you said the cooking oil.
Cooking wine.
The cooking wine, oh yeah.
Because I hadn't gone for a run, I hadn't had my lemon and I hadn't had my porridge. I was bold and I hit the wine. That was meant to be for cooking.
Well, because we were off this week, and actually I had taken holidays this week, but they ended up, we couldn't do anything.
Oh, that's so annoying. Of our visitor. You took holidays and then you had to stay at home.
Yeah,
oh,
stay at home for my holidays. So I think it was Monday night. I said, well, I'm in my holidays. I'm having wine for myself.
Dead right. Yeah. Meant to ask you, wine or beer, you have to pick one.
Oh.
You can only have one. It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah. I get a different kick off both of either. So
depends if you're in the pub.
Yeah, if I'm in the pub, it's a pint.
Yeah.
If I was at home.
Wine is lovely. I love wine.
It does, yeah. And I get fairly happy on wine.
Yeah.
And then the next day, I'm fairly messy though if there's a lot of wine.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember one Sunday evening we went out to wine? One Sunday evening, I can't remember going to work the next morning.
Stop.
Yeah, it was shocking.
Sunday, I can't do that Sunday drinking. Like, you know, when you'd be younger and you go to the pub on a Sunday.
Oh yeah.
Can't see the fear like on Monday.
Yeah. I would have a couple of drinks on a Sunday evening watching the telly, but nothing.
Like nothing,
maybe
crazy.
A glass of wine with the dinner, and maybe a beer before I go to bed, and I'll go off to nod that sleep
delighted
perfect.
With
but
yourself.
I wouldn't go. Can we talk? Actually, you know, I was thinking about that yesterday evening.
You
I was
didn't
out.
Answer my question.
Sorry, what was it?
Wine or beer?
A beer.
Okay. Yeah. I think I'll be
wine. I can't make a decision. But I was thinking about when you're, you know, and it's been a while, when you're that drunk, when you're just so drunk that you seem to have kind of, you can't hear people right. You feel, you know in yourself,
it's horrible.
Oh God, I'm really, really drunk.
Yeah, and you're trying not to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's really difficult. And you know you have to get home. Your home and thing kicks in.
Yeah, it does.
And you're like, I'll definitely, and I haven't felt that feeling in a long time. And getting sick from drink, I think the last time I got sick from drink I was so cheap, but that was more volume than what
probably
we had drank.
Yeah. And a short space of time.
Yeah.
Go! It's like a competition. We've got no kids for 3 hours. Drink as much as you can.
In fact, we did get away one evening and the bartender said to us, God, Jesus, when you come out, like, you fairly go out. Well, we've no time. We got a very short window. But that feeling of being really, really drunk. It's the worst feeling.
It's the worst. Or do you know what's awful? Worse than that is when you're really, really drunk and you come home and you go to bed and you're really, really tired.
Oh, yeah.
And you get the bed spins.
Yeah.
And you have to get up and you're so tired.
Yeah. Where's the first place in your body that you know that it's not going to be good for you?
I suppose when you're talking, it just doesn't come out.
Oh, I'd start getting pins and needles in my feet and stuff. I'd say, uh-oh, we're in a big load of trouble.
We're in trouble, David.
And as you get older, though, if you have a night like that, as you get older,
weeks to recover. It's
the depression.
Awful. I now know why old people don't drink. It's just, you can't.
You can't. You're
not a young one. You'd be on the piss for 3 days straight and knock a funk out of you.
13 nights over Christmas, and you'd be like, "Bring me on!" But now you're just kind of going, "Oh no, this
is awful. It's no crack getting old."
We went from breakfast to being really drunk really quickly,
and we're moving on to cooking rice.
Oh yeah,
it's a very simple thing, but a lot of people ask me how to cook the rice, and the boil in the bag is quite expensive as opposed to the bag.
Okay.
Of rice. So it's very easy. You just quantity it 2 to 1.
2 to 1, yeah.
So get a little cup or a little bowl.
Mug. Jug.
A little cup. That's the name on it. Like, oh my God, I really do lose. I lose the ability. I'm not drunk, I promise. You know, like a little teacup. That's what I was looking for.
Teacup.
A little teacup. And there's enough there then for kind of 3 portions. And then 1 teacup of rice and then 2 teacups of water. But if you can and you have time, soak your rice for half an hour first in water. That'll get all the starch out and that'll make it nicer. So obviously rinse that then, and then 2 water to 1 rice into the water with a little salt, pinch of salt. Bring it to the bubble.
Yeah.
Once it bubbles, reduce it to a simmer for 12 minutes exactly. And don't stir it, leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
And then you strain it and let it rest. Always use a fork to stir your rice.
Okay.
Don't use a spoon because that's going to squish it.
Okay. Does that make it fluffy and sticky, or how does it come out? Fluffy.
Now what I do also when I take it off to stop it cooking, I'll strain it and I'll give a quick rinse under the cold tap, and that stops it cooking.
Stops it
and it takes all the starch.
That last bits of starch out. Yeah. Yeah. That's good advice for anybody. Yeah.
And I find basmati is a great one too.
Yeah. Basmati is
good. You just never go wrong with basmati.
So you're not doing the boil in the bag. You're doing the pot. Two to one.
2 to 1. 30 minutes. Soak it if you can first. Into fresh water, bring it to a simmer, 12 minutes. Leave it alone, don't be stirring it or poking at it. Let it rest.
No, Dermot, don't be stirring at it or poking at it. Jesus, I'm poking at it every day. I was watching Ricky Stein and he was doing some sort of a curry thing, and he was building it up in layers of the curry and the rice and the curry and the rice and the curry and the rice. And to stop it sticking, he put ghee around the side.
Oh my God, David. How did he get ghee around the side?
Now, everybody knows the lizard.
I only know one ghee. What is ghee?
It's a clarified butter.
That's ghee.
Yeah, Google ghee.
Are you sure it's pronounced ghee? put ghee in his curry. Use ghee. God, I wonder if there are any brands that have ghee. That'd be a great
collab. It's clarified butter.
I bet it's ghee, or there's a different pronunciation.
No, it's ghee.
I never heard ghee. That is so funny.
No, I don't want to say it.
So ghee stops your curry from sticking.
At the side. So ghee. That's what does it say ghee is?
Ghee, is there a little pronunciation thing?
I was looking for this.
Normally there is.
I'm on a Wikipedia thing now. Okay, so that's, I'll just put in clarified. Ghee, clarified butter. Good man, David. And yeah, you can get ghee all over the place.
Oh my God, Jesus. I must tell my husband about ghee because he's always looking for a bit of ghee. Can I get some and just give him that instead?
I see he can get Irish ghee.
Can you get Irish ghee?
You can get Irish ghee and you
this
can get...
This is how you pronounce
it. Look at this one. You can get ghee easy.
Oh.
Go on.
Hold on. I don't know what's happening. It says to press play and there's no noise.
Okay, hold on.
Sorry, listeners. I cannot
walking
believe...
And you're saying, what are these at?
I cannot believe... Belief.
Belief. Clarified butter is ghee.
Oh my God.
I'm a big fan of Korean food, especially
I thought he was going to say he's a big fan of ghee.
Right.
Anyways, moving on from ghee.
So far, we've had breakfast, got drunk, and we've talked about ghee. Rice. Now, one question I wanted to ask you. What if... Now, you might know the answer to this, because you didn't know what ghee was. If you did 1 cup of rice, 1 cup of water, 1 cup of chicken stock.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
Would you get chickeny flavoury?
Yeah, you might. Yeah, it'd certainly add flavour.
Ah.
You could do that.
Okay, what else would you do with rice? Have you ever made rice pudding?
Yeah, but that's a different rice.
Oh, is it?
You don't make rice pudding with, like, basmati rice.
Okay.
It's a different rice. You get it in the bacon aisle. Yes, that's lovely. And you butter it. What you do with that is you butter in, you know, the lovely enamel white and blue dishes yes. that you can get. Well, that's what I use. You can use any dish.
Use any dish you want.
Butter that and put in your 2 tablespoons of sugar and the 2 tablespoons of the rice. They're just like hard rice. And loads of milk and cream.
Mm.
Pop it in a slow oven and just stir it every so often. And cover it, obviously, because it'll get a skin. So good. But you know, my grandmother used to make it. That's why I love it. A bay leaf as well. She always put a bay leaf in. I know, I go on about like bay leaves. But I made it for my kids and they didn't like it.
Oh.
Yeah. Rice salad is a great one because you always end up having rice left over, right?
Yeah.
It's impossible to get the portions perfect.
Yes.
So if you have rice left over, just fry up a red onion and some peppers. Chop them up nice and small, a little bit of garlic. And throw in your cooked rice.
Mm.
If you want to flavour it, you can put like paprika in or turmeric.
Turmeric.
Shite, I'll never
41 episodes. 41!
Yeah, you see, I don't know which is right and wrong now. Yeah, so I add in salt and pepper and turmeric and then a big handful of freshly chopped coriander. And oh, you love that. I'm going to make that for your birthday. And that is so tasty as a rice salad.
We had your quiche during the week.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah. Came home one day, saw the book open.
Very good.
The quiche. And yeah. it was absolutely
great one.
Delicious.
So and handy.
The next day.
It's even nicer.
It was lovely.
Yeah.
We had it for lunch the next day. It was just lovely.
Love quiche.
And plenty. Will I ask you a couple of food questions from listeners?
Yeah, you can.
Avril. Do you remember? Now, you see, because we've tried and remember. I mean, Sarah can't remember this morning.
No.
So it's the last podcast.
Very busy.
We talked about tomato soup.
Yeah.
Right?
That got insane. I put that up again this week. It got 65,000 views in like a day.
Wow. Did you take the, Avril wants to know, did you take the skin off the tomatoes?
No, I didn't.
So do they break down?
Yeah, once you blitz it.
Broke, they're perfect.
I know some people do that, but I didn't. And it was absolutely so tasty.
Okay. So Avril.
Lots of try that.
No.
Don't bother Avril. But if you do want to take the skin off a tomato, you put it into boiling water.
Okay.
And
can you just buy tin tomatoes that don't have the skin on them?
Well, you can. But you can also use a tin of tomatoes for tomato soup.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to use the fresh ones.
The other one, can I freeze lemons? A listener's wondering. I have loads of them left over after Christmas.
You can. I don't know how they would defrost, though. What is a handy thing to do is to chop them up into cubes or little quarters and freeze them. Eighths, actually. Cut a lemon into 8 pieces or slices. Put them in a Ziploc bag and freeze them for your drinks.
Yeah, I was just going to say it because it kind of, if you don't have ice,
you don't have frozen ice, lemon. It acts like a refreshing ice.
Could you have that in your lemony drink in the morning?
Could if you want it.
Yeah.
You could if you want it.
There are a couple of questions. Is that our food stuff now?
That's our food stuff.
Okay, so if you've got a food question, you can always email it to sarahbutler@home@gmail.com or you can find Sarah on Instagram and, of course, get us on Twitter as well. We'll have more food same time, same place next week. Thanks for joining us. Other business.
Other business.
Right. Questions. Roisin has sent me a number of questions here. Okay.
Oh, gosh,
see, a lot of people have picked up on the podcast in the last couple of weeks and they're new to the podcast.
Yes.
So we have to remind them about
of course,
some of the stuff.
Yeah.
And Roisin says, hi, Sarah and David. I'm new to the podcast and I'm enjoying the crack.
Good.
That is mainly me, though. I'm the crack.
He's just an old man.
I have a couple of questions that I hope that you can answer.
Right. Go on.
How did the podcast start? Well, that's pretty easy. Because for years and years and years, you've been giving me shit. And then one day you said, why don't we put that shit down on a podcast?
People will want to listen to us talking shite.
You said, you know what? They'll love it. And I said, well, you have been giving me a lot of chip for years, so why not?
There you go.
Yeah, that's how it started. No, it's not how it started. It started because of you started your food stuff. And then we started chatting and we said, why don't we do something like that? And then you said, let's do it today.
We did.
Flanley style.
Flanley style. Let's do it today. And we did it today.
We did it that day. Yeah. That's how it started. Which one of you is faster?
Me.
Me. That's me.
Me? I'm way faster than you. So are you telling me if I put you outside and said run to the end of that building?
I'd nearly do it on camera.
I would nearly do it on camera. We should actually do that. Who's faster?
You probably if you'd start laughing. That's what
we have to now do that. I need to now do a post on Instagram and see who's faster, you or me, and then we need to put the phone at the end of the building and race each other.
Over what distance? Over like 500
length,
metres.
The length of that building.
Okay, so about 500 metres.
Okay.
Which one of you is taller? Me.
David is way, he's 7'2".
It says here, by the way, brackets, Roisin says, I bet it's Sarah.
Yeah, It is me. I'm 5'10". What are you? You're not too far off me.
Are you 5'10"?
Yeah.
In your flat feet?
Yeah. In, well, no, in my bumpy
in your massive
feet.
Flat feet.
My massive flat feet. I'm
are you
5'10"?
And what's Dermot?
Why, did you think I was taller or smaller?
Smaller.
What's you shite shit.
What's Dermot?
He's the same.
He's 5'10 as well?
Yeah.
Oh, match made in heaven. What? I think
not I'm, when I'm wearing heels though, because then I'm taller than him.
I don't think I'm 5'10".
No, you're not.
But I didn't think I was smaller than you.
Oh my God, stand up.
I can't stand up.
Your headphones don't count. I am taller than you.
I don't think so.
Get over there so I can look in the mirror. In the window.
People love this. Go on.
Taller than you.
Are you?
I can't see. We need to do it afterwards where we can see in a reflection.
Jesus, Roisin, you're causing a lot of
echo. Sure, it was Roisin who sent that one in.
Which of you can drink more?
Oh, God,
me.
That's a good question.
Well,
both
you.
Of us are
no,
equal.
No, that's you.
Oh, me?
You. Oh, yeah,
no,
Jesus.
I can't.
Yeah, they don't call you the tank for nothing. Pint for pint and then the small ones.
Oh, yeah, I know, I get pure bold. I'm pure bold. Somebody actually messaged me that, do I drink? I put a question box up. It's so funny, the things they ask you, like, do you drink? Obviously. Somebody also messaged me during the week, I'm interested in getting your cookbook, but I'm not really into meat. Is there any like vegetarian type dishes? I was like,
no,
I'm sorry. There's
well, you could make all the dishes and just leave out the meat.
Yeah, but I said that once on my Instagram. Somebody and I put it up. Somebody said, and I said exactly that. I said, of course, just do leave the meat out. And I got attacked by the vegans who said, you can't use butter because it comes from a cow, and you can't use cream because it comes from a cow, and they're animal products. So apparently, a vegan doesn't eat anything that's from an animal.
Yeah.
And a vegetarian, I think, just doesn't eat meat.
Okay, so a vegetarian can eat dairy, but a vegan
but the
doesn't.
The vegans came then and attacked me, so I refuse to talk about anything to do with veganism or celiacs or gluten-free. I'm like, no, I won't do any more of them recipes.
Don't know how that,
there is no substitute for cream.
How do we get from...
There is no substitute for cream.
No, you always say that, yeah.
Cream.
It has to be cream.
Can I substitute something for cream? Cream.
Cream.
Can I leave the wine out? No. Just
drink
the
wine.
In. The alcohol burns off.
Yeah.
You will never go back once you start cooking
again,
the wine.
I
the
saw
flavour is amazing.
Ricky Stein did pork chops in cider.
Yeah, you need, for pork, it's such a bland meat.
Yeah.
You really need something.
To keep
that'd
it.
That'd be nice, the cider, yeah.
It was lovely.
Yeah.
It looked, well, I don't know, because he didn't invite me to
did
eat it.
Did he not give some through the telly to you?
No, he didn't. But it did look really good. Mm. And again, he was saying, you're burning off the alcohol, don't worry about
yeah,
that.
It drives me mad.
And finally from Roisin, why don't your partners do a rival podcast? I don't know. Why don't
good,
they?
Good luck getting my husband. He would have absolutely zero interest in that.
They'd have a lot to say.
No, he wouldn't. He'd have absolutely no interest. At all.
Well, she wouldn't say anything either.
Jane could probably do her own one on her own. She talks so much. She'd be fine. The Jane Butler. Or the Jane Butler. The Jane Pauly podcast.
Yeah, she could do it. Yeah, she could talk about reflexology.
She could talk about reflexology. And
lots of stuff that she could talk about. Okay, thank you for those questions.
Thanks
if you've
questions,
got anything
yeah.
you need to know, if there's anything that you want to find out, you can send us an email on that as well. From there, we move on to Flow State, which was a text you sent me last week. I look at it now going, what the...
Yeah, I remember there was a, I think it was the last episode. I was trying to think of a word that explained when you're doing something and you're just so engrossed in it that that's the flow state. That was the word. I was came to me and I said, well, I must text that on.
Okay, flow state.
So it's when you're in a state of doing something, whether it's like musicians, you kind of lose track of time.
Yeah,
you're so engrossed in it.
Okay, so because I was thinking about this one a good bit, because you hit me with that question the last time, and I was going, you know, I don't really know, I don't really know. And then I was thinking, is my life too busy that there's no area of my life where I can go into that kind of zen moment,
yeah.
A moment of calm. And I was thinking afterwards,
it's not really more calm. It's more like you're just when you're doing something.
You're on automatic pilot.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're not stressed.
No.
So there's no, your anxieties aren't taken over.
Exactly.
You're not thinking about something that is worrying you down the line.
Yeah.
You're just happy in the moment and doing whatever you're doing. Yeah. So I thought maybe fishing.
Yeah.
Maybe fishing, which
I
haven't done.
I'm good after about 2 bottles of wine, I think I'm going to flow state.
Walking.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that cycling or running? Running is a mental torture.
It really is. Yeah.
It's like you want to stop from the minute you start.
Yeah. I went off yesterday on a run yesterday, and after our conversation about good footpaths, I said I was only going to go on the good footpaths.
It is a good footpath, yeah.
Right, so I'm only going to go on those.
Yeah.
And I figured before I set off, is this going to be about 7? maybe it's going to be an 8K.
Yeah.
It turned out to be 10.
Oh, God.
But
I'd be dead in a bush.
Oh, no. Ask me knees. But
I know.
It was worth it. It was worth it. A little map. And they were all good footpaths.
Oh, okay, I must get that footpath map off you.
Walking, fishing, running, all those things. But for cooking. I made my bolognese during the week.
You do a great bolognese.
And I found that when I was in, it took whatever, an hour or two to put it together, that in that moment, I'm not thinking about anything else.
Yeah.
So cooking probably is
a good one.
I should maybe buy somebody's cookbook. Do you know anybody who's got a cookbook?
I don't know, David.
I like vegan stuff, though. Okay, is there anybody got vegan?
Ross person, go follow her.
But what else? What other? See, our lives are people's lives are very
so
stressful.
Busy and stressful.
I was explaining this actually to my daughter the last day. I was thinking about when you're running automatically, or not running, but when your body is running automatically, you do things automatically without thinking. You're driving the car.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not thinking about, I must go into this gear, I must change that. It's automatic.
Yeah.
So what you want your normal mind to do is to be doing stuff automatic and not overthinking it.
Yeah.
So cooking. So for you, is it cooking?
Yeah, it would be cooking or computer work, like the design, and I just go into my own little zone when I'm doing that.
I used to. Now I can't be bothered.
I can't cope with the computer work anymore.
Don't like your voice. Can we change your voice? Can we get more into the script? Can we get less into the script? Can we get...
Oh, yeah, I know.
Don't want a men's voice. Can we have a woman's voice?
David, for anyone who doesn't know, has been doing Radio Percent for 24 years.
Too many years.
Needs to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. It's awful.
There you go, Roisin. I get up at 5. 10 to 5, actually.
I'm surprised that Roisin didn't ask, what time does David get up at?
Because Roisin knows that it's not called the David Gets Up at 5 broad podcast.
My name
is not over the door, Roisin.
I wanted to put your name over the door, but you insisted on that.
No, because there's one of us that's pretty and there's one of us that's not.
Oh, David.
Most trouble you've ever been in?
I went on the hop. One time I went on the hop. Met my...
For people who don't know what on the hop is, mitching.
Yeah, oh God, isn't it awful, yeah. Mm. We're getting old. Yeah, went to school, really didn't want to go in and met a girl and she said, I'm going up the lake mitching, do you want to come? And I said, feck it, yeah, come on, we go. And it was a shit day like today. It pissed rain and we sat under the bridge. No, I went on the hop loads when I was in national school and I never got caught.
Imagine on the hop in
I know,
school.
Like when you think about it, I'd head off out the drive.
That was a sign of something that you really didn't like it though.
Oh, I hated it.
Yeah.
I went left... Down the N5, like main road into Castlebar.
So the opposite way to your school.
Yeah. The night previous, I had left snacks and sweets in the treehouse. We made this treehouse up in this giant oak tree with like stuff that we stole from a building site that was been built. I think we talked about this.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, I think we did.
Really, like, I mean, rickety rackety. Like, how we were not killed.
I know.
So the night before, I'd left loads of stuff up there, like sweets and magazines, like... comic books.
Bunchy.
So I'd bye off to school, hang a left, jump over the wall, climb up the tree, come back at lunchtime, have my lunch and go back again, back up to the treehouse until 4 o'clock. Or
that is amazing because you were in the field beside them.
I know, yeah. I like imagine if I fell out of the tree, they never would have known where I was.
God.
But yeah, didn't get caught in national school. I hated school. I hated it.
Mm.
Love college, hated school. And actually, remind me to tell you something about school after this. I went on the hop. It was so cold. We were there about half an hour going, oh, this is so cold and boring. And I got caught because one of my teachers saw me and rang and said, I saw Sarah in a uniform. She's not in my class. Dad went mental.
Yeah, your family was very identified. Like, you'd know a Flanley coming.
Yeah,
like, that was the thing that you stuck
we
out.
We all have blonde hair. Yeah. Oh, she's one of the Flanleys and you're never called your real name. It's Ab, Jane, Claire, Ruth. Yeah. Which one are you? Dad did the whole, I'm so disappointed.
Oh, not the disappointed one.
Yeah, in fairness, Mam was fine. But he gave me the disappointed thing. Like, I was a good kid. I was like, I said to him recently, you were all shite that time. You didn't have to give me that grief. So, yeah, that was probably the most trouble I was in.
God.
I didn't really do anything too bold, though.
No?
I never got caught, David.
I was going to say that, yeah.
I never got caught. I remember meeting Mam when I was a young one with fag and I had it up my sleeve. You put it up your sleeve.
Yes.
Measuring.
Back up your sleeve. That's what we did, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And I was talking away to her and I was like, fuck, I have a fag up my hand, my sleeve. She never decked. We'd sneak out of the house at 3 o'clock in the morning and meet in random places. Everybody stole some booze from their house. We put into a big bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Jungle juice. Like, at 14, 15, like, I was pure bold. Never got caught. I'm going to wait up and watch a movie, guys. Mum and Dad go off to bed. Okay, no bother. So I pretend I was watching a movie. I jump out the sitting room window.
And where were you going?
The load of us had a gang. There was about 10 of us, girls and boys. We'd just go in and we'd steal the booze from the house and go in and drink it and then go home.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but I never got caught, so yeah, only that time, Mitchell.
So that was the worst trouble you've ever been in?
Not too bad. I never really got caught in anything.
Yeah, burning the hayshed for me.
What about you? Yeah, burned on hayshed, David. You definitely win that one.
Yeah, I was saved by my grandfather, really. Really was, because I would have been murdered, because he said, aren't we lucky tonight that we're not taking two little boys out of a hayshed. And he was so right. But my mum says now, she says that she can still smell the fire when she thinks about it. She can smell the fire.
You never explained the story to the listeners.
Well, I was about seven, and my brother was older than me, and he was fascinated by fire. Whenever my parents were away, he would steal matches and we would light fires all over the farm.
Yeah.
And then he would put the fire out.
Yeah.
And he lit this fire beside the hay shed. And it was September, so the hay was all in.
Oh my God.
And he lit the fire beside it. And I remember him saying to me, if that goes out, put this on it.
Yeah.
Right. And I said, oh, okay, I'm going back to leave the matches. And he went off, and I can still remember, I put a coat on it.
Yeah.
And the coat went up. And then I saw the side of the hay shed going up.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And then I went in.
Do you remember the panic? Like?
Yeah. Well, I walked in. I can still remember, and said to my brother, I said, hay shed's on fire. He said, what? I said, hay shed's on fire. So luckily he shouted, hey, shut the fire! And I still remember my uncle, my auntie, my uncle, I think, was getting ready for a night out.
Oh my God.
And he went screaming and running and messing. And the rest of it then is kind of a...
It's all a bit of
a blur. And I do remember my parents coming home, bringing us back to our own house. And I remember, like, we were not flavour of the month. And then we were obviously grounded or something, because all the neighbours used to come around going, you can't come outside the gate because you burnt the hay shed.
You lived in an estate and the kids were always out playing. Yeah. It was a great one. There was always loads of kids out
loads
playing.
Of kids outside. We had a football pitch, a lake, a railway track to play on, and
God
we weren't allowed outside the garden.
Because David burnt down the hay shed.
Burnt hay shed, yeah.
Yeah, you definitely win that one.
That was not
good. You got caught rotten.
That was the most trouble I've ever been in. Where are we time-wise? Oh, we're moving on, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, you know what? I've noticed this about myself in the last month, but it's gone really, really bad.
You're getting bald.
Really, really bad. I'm mumbling.
Mumbling?
Look at this one, I know.
And what are we going to do, David, when the masks go?
And I'm on my own.
Yeah. But it's fine with the mask. What are we going to do with take the masks away? Oh. You can't be in supermarket going, would you hurry? Jesus Christ, I always pick the aisle with the slow person.
And I've even started now mumbling, thinking about somebody who's annoying me. Oh so I can be in the middle of the countryside walking with the dog and I go, let's go kill him.
Mumbly David.
Yeah, it's gone really bad, mumbling, talking to myself, giving out about everything.
Oh my God.
I presume
into a grumpy old man.
I presume this is part of what we discussed in the last one, midlife crisis. But it's gone really bad. I'm like, look at this woman coming now. She didn't put the indicator on. But it's not driving, it's everything.
Everything.
Mumbling. When's the last time you screamed? Oh, there's a good question.
When was the last time I screamed? Like in a fight or...
Just screamed.
Probably about a week ago having a fight with Dermot.
Just a good old-fashioned scream.
Yeah, we always fight.
Do you reckon the neighbours think...
I'd say they think I'm absolutely mental. That one. I didn't know that noise travelled in the country.
Oh, it does in the country. Yeah.
Like the day I threw a lump hammer at him outside and told him to fuck off. I think, and your mum was actually up on a ladder. Nosy in the country as well. He was up on a ladder in his hay shed and he was like, Dermot was, could you shut up? They can hear you in the country. I want to get a hug. And I fired an umpire hammer at him. That was a particularly bad fight. But we do fight.
When we were young and lived in the estate, you know, if we were having an argument, my mother would say, well, you keep it down. Do you think people like in 26 are having fights like this? Yes, they are.
Everybody
absolutely. Everybody's fighting.
That is normal. As I said to my kids, you're really been prepared for the world because this is normal.
Well, we always say don't hide the emotion. If you're feeling anger, it's going to come out someplace.
Yeah.
It's better coming out. Maybe that's what's going wrong. Maybe the mumbling and the talking to myself is just a load of anger.
Maybe
I need to scream.
You need to scream.
Anyway, I don't know when the last
when
time
did
I
you
screamed.
Scream last?
I don't know. I do a lot probably. Oh, at night. I do a lot of night screaming.
Jesus. Night screaming, stripping, mumbling.
Still at the stripping.
Oh my God, we're going to have to find somewhere to put you.
Hands up.
In a cage.
Hands up. I don't know what she's going to do. Right, we're on to that time of the day, the podcast, for the quick fire questions.
Okay.
So this week I have, I have only three. A day in the office or a day in the bog?
God, that's a really good question. I think a day in the office. The whole bog thing, I just don't get it.
Fresh air.
Yeah, you'd broken back.
Yeah.
No, office. At least it's finished at 5.
You can just turn it off. Myself and your husband.
Arse would fall off you.
We bought hoppers. Is that what they're called?
Yeah, we learned all the terms when we moved from town to the country.
Hoppers of turf. And I didn't know what a hammer was. And you were going away on holidays.
Hoppers the line.
The line,
when
yeah. So we bought
line.
Four hoppers,
yeah.
And you were going away on holidays. And I said to Dermot, well, I'll turn it while you're gone.
Yeah.
And he said, you sure? No, there's a lot of work in that. I said, yeah, the grind. I didn't realise four hoppers were as much as it was.
The line never ends.
No, and they
the
laughed
longest
at me.
Line in the world.
They laughed at me until eventually one of my lovely neighbours said to me, get yourself a rake.
Yeah.
And then you can turn it.
Turn it.
And then when we went holidays, when you came back, Dermot footed it. Then we both brought it home.
What's the footing when you make the little houses?
The little houses, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Some people call it Ricklin, I think, but footing.
Well, I call them little houses. I actually said that to a neighbour friend of mine who's from the country and she nearly fell off the chair laughing.
What did you say?
I said, you know, the little houses that they make. And there's different types of little houses and they all have little names as well.
Yeah.
So it's a thing, like, in the country.
Yeah. I'd go for a day in the bog, though, but only one
would
now.
You?
Only one now. I wouldn't go for a second day.
You have to go back, you see.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
No, give me the office, Anita.
A week in Spain, but it rains.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
A week in a camper van in Ireland and it's sunny.
Camper van in Ireland and it's sunny. Because I've been in Spain the full week, pissed rain.
Oh.
Pissed rain. And you can't do anything in Spain.
Sure, if they don't have sunshine, they don't have a lot.
They really don't.
No.
I watch box sets. We have to go and buy box sets. In English, which is quite difficult to get over in Spain.
Was that a full week of rain?
Full week. I watched the entire seven seasons of Nip/Tuck.
What was that? What year? Was that what time of the year? Summer?
Before we had kids. I couldn't even have kids. Why didn't we go on the piss?
Yeah, why didn't you just go drink it?
I probably did.
Yeah, you probably did.
That's why I don't remember it. Yeah, it was summertime. Absolutely bananas.
And finally, and you see, this comes back. It's amazing how some things we talk about and we don't mean to talk about, and then I have them written down to talk about at the end of the podcast. Jump into the day or don't look at me.
Don't look at
me. Yeah. Don't look at me.
What are you like?
Oh, don't look at me.
Yeah.
Not for, but you see, I'm lucky because nobody has to look at me.
Yeah,
so nobody sees me for the first 3 hours.
Yeah.
So I can be as I want to be.
Yeah, it's great. I keep threatening to get up early and go for a run and then be happy when I'm back, when they're out of bed. But I'd be a bit dodgy now running in the country.
Yeah.
A bit spooked.
Yeah, people are a bit nervous about it too. And it's not only that, it's that people are flying on roads and it can be dodgy.
Yeah, so dangerous.
You know, you need to pick your spots. I found too that, and I was doing a bit of running out the country, I found that running out the country wasn't helping my legs at all.
Really? And it's kind of boring because it's like, oh, there's another growing field.
Yeah.
At least in town you can see things.
See people.
Yeah.
And you, I find too that if there's people around you,
you're more inclined
you won't
to
stop.
So true.
I did stop last night at one area around the lake in Castlebar. I looked behind me, there was nobody behind me, there's nobody in front of me. I said, I'm stopping here for a second.
Oh, do you know what's good? Pretend you're tying your lace.
Oh, yes, I've done that too. Or I have a knee brace. I start fixing the knee brace. Hello!
Just trying to get my breath there. I have fucking oxygen tanks hidden around the town where I can go in and like get some oxygen.
Yeah. Sometimes when you're running and if your mind is bet when you start off, you go, oh my God, I still have all this much to do.
I know, it's so bad.
And you're bet. The mental torture
the mental
of it all.
Mental torture.
And I was before we started this podcast, I mentioned to a friend of mine who's the same age as me, who just texted me this morning to say he did the park run today and he did it in 22 minutes
That's
or something.
Mental.
And I was going, good man. Actually, I think I said, good man, Usain Bolt. So there's some of our quickfire questions. That is our podcast.
Well, it's good to be back.
It is good to be back. I mean, it's amazing how quickly you fall off and you think, what? How do we do this every time? But anyway, there are some of the bits and pieces this week. And actually, there's a lot of bits and pieces that we've got left over. And we'll talk about those. For some reason, I've written down here, bagel van. I don't know why I've written that down.
I don't know. Why are you looking at me?
Because I thought maybe you texted to me, but you didn't. No. What's a bagel van? What was that about?
Bagel van? Do I want to set up a bagel van?
I don't know.
And sell bagels?
I don't know. Would it be a thing? Maybe it
did
must
you say that before?
I don't know. It must have come to me some evening. I must have said, oh, you know what would be a great idea? A bagel van.
And go to festivals.
Do festivals in a bagel van.
I think we spoke about that.
A horse box and what everybody's doing these days. Sell coffee and bagels. But I've written it down, so it must have been a thing at some stage. If you want to send us an email, you can send it to sarahbutleratholme@gmail.com. You can find Sarah on Instagram, of course, Sarah Butler at Home Official. We're available on Twitter as well, @ButlerPodcast. Anything else that you need to tell our lovely listeners about?
I think that's it.
Any courses coming up?
No, I need to make some time now and maybe start book numero dos.
You are joking
me. Yeah, they're all asking, so...
Oh,
I need to put my little author hat on me again and make a start on that.
And have you any ideas?
Yeah, I have loads of ideas, lots of ideas. Lots and lots of ideas, but I just need to, like, that's where lockdown was great, like, the time. Now it's back to mentalness again. I need to just put time aside to make a start.
God, what's it going to be?
Fresh
summer food.
Keep posted.
It'll be vegan and vegetarian.
No, definitely won't be that.
I can feel it in me waters. We'll talk to you again same time, same place next week. Thanks for your company.
Bye, guys.
Bye.